Welcome into the Minor League Report on this Friday morning on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Coming to you from Denver, the Cardinals are red hot. A reminder that we'll have a game preview coming up later tonight before game number one of this all-important three-game series. Also, a new podcast is dropped with Adam Wainwright. In a moment, I'll visit with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Lots to get to. Updates on Adam Wainwright, Michael Wacha, what's happening with Carson Kelly and Andrew Kisner in the catching situation. A new addition in the minor leagues is Justin Williams, part of the Tommy Pham trade. We'll talk about that. Max Schrock and Nick Plummer as well. This is brought to you by Ryan Kelly, Schnucks, and Hot Shots. Hot Shots has been a proud home of sports fans in St. Louis for over 28 years. 11 area locations, always close to a Hot Shots no matter where you are. So swing by for great food, cold drinks, and all the games all the time. Get more info. Find a Hot Shots near you at hotshotsnet.com. This is fantasy football season. If you're thinking about holding a draft, do it at Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill. Get their great drink and food specials. And if you're watching the game tonight, place to be, Hot Shots with Cardinal specials for food and drinks all broadcast long. Think Hot Shots Sports Bar and Grill.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. TheHomeLoanExpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com does just a fabulous job covering the minor league system, every level of it, even the Dominican Summer Leagues. You can find out about the Cardinals, what's happening with their top prospects at TheCardinalNation.com. You can also find out about guys that are in the major leagues that are in the minors trying to make their way back on rehab assignments. And Brian, let's start on this Friday morning with a couple of guys that are big names for Cardinal fans, and that's Adam Wainwright and Michael Wacha. Wacha actually pitched last night, didn't he?
That's right. He had a first outing 5 days ago back on the 18th, and Saturday, he didn't really pitch all that well. He was a little rusty. He only got in two-thirds of an inning before he reached his pitch count. But on Thursday night for Palm Beach, he went 3 2/3 scoreless innings. It must have had a pitch count around 50 or so. And gave up a double in the first, but didn't score, gave up an error in the second, then retired the next five in a row. So, and his fastball was around 92-93 during the broadcast, they said, but his breaking ball was sharp. So it seems like Michael Wacha's second rehab outing, it really has him on track. And, you know, they're preparing him, obviously, to come back as a starter. Adam Wainwright has been in the rehab longer. He did 2 games down in Palm Beach as well. But then now he's done three appearances at Springfield. And at Springfield, in a total of 10 innings, he's only given up 5 hits, 1 walk, no walks, and struck out 9. So Adam Wainwright is rounding into shape as well, although it's not as clear whether the two of them are both going to start or exactly, you know, what role Adam Wainwright is going to have. But an important thing I want to talk about with Wainwright, as well as Dominic Leone, who's been rehabbing at Memphis, these two guys are both on the 60-day disabled list. And what that means is they're exempted from the 40-man roster. But as soon as they're activated, as soon as they come off their rehab, they have to be put back on the 40-man. So the Cardinals have to make a couple decisions to make room for these guys here in the next week, 7 to 8 days.
Yeah, that's not going to be easy at all. We see that Yadier Molina is playing day after day at a high level. And it got me thinking before we did this, where is Carson Kelly right now and Andrew Kisner? Now, you know, you're talking about a couple of guys that are young prospects at the catcher position that have had some success. Kelly, a little success at the major league level. Kisner, his success has been with his bat. But right now, where do you think they're at with these two, Brian, as we go forward?
Well, Carson Kelly, of course, has been playing pretty much every day for Memphis, backed up by Stephen Barron, the guy we saw for a short period. And, you know, Kelly's had a couple of hot streaks where he's hit very well. He was up, you know, approaching 290 not too long ago. Now lately he's, you know, back down around 280. But, you know, 800 OPS, not bad at all, 41 RBI in 77 games. You know, Kelly's done a credible job down in AAA. And, you know, as we talk about this 40-man roster, you know, the question is going to be, you know, what do you do with Pena? He's done a nice job as a backup behind Molina, but he takes a 40-man roster spot. And, you know, and what's their plans for Kelly in 2019? Is he going to spend another year in Memphis, or is he going to backstudy Molina? But Molina's an Iron Man, so it's, you know, really none of the questions about Carson Kelly's future have really been answered other than, you know, he continues to play good ball at AAA. Andrew Kisner, does what Andrew Kisner does. I mean, he hits. He just hits. I think just the other night he had like a, I think a 13, 14 game hitting streak broken. He'd be among the leaders in the Texas League in batting average at .315 if he had enough at bats. But folks know, remember that he spent a few weeks at Springfield earlier in the year as a backfill as well. So, and Kisner, you know, along with that .315 batting average, has an OPS a little over 800, 43 RBI in 87 games. Of course, the question of him is his defense. And one of the things I asked manager Johnny Rodriguez about was Kisner's defense. And what he told me was that, in fact, I had to wait for him to talk to him because after batting practice every day in games where Kisner does not play, they go into the indoor workout facility and spend 15 or 20 minutes just one-on-one, you know, instruction with Kelly, continuing to work on his defense. So, you know, he's putting in the time, and it's just going to be a matter of opportunity for him. I think certainly if the Cardinals didn't have Yadier Molina and Carson Kelly, you know, Kisner would be in Memphis right now.
Yeah, do you see him, though, at some point, Brian, and they're trying to make him a catcher, do you see him maybe shifting to a corner infield position? Do you think he'd be able to do that?
He's already played some first base. You know, he hasn't this year, though, which is interesting. But he did some last year, and he played first base some down in the Arizona Fall League as well last year. So, yeah, Andrew can handle first base. But, you know, it's kind of surprised me this year that the Cardinals, you know, haven't played him there more during the season to – you know, but I guess they're trying to get every single inning they can for him behind the plate. But, you know, I've not heard of any, and maybe you have, I don't know, but haven't heard any talk that says, you know, hey, we're going to have to move him out from behind the plate. But as we know, any young player trying to get a break on the major league roster, if you can cover multiple positions, you're going to be more valuable. And when all things equal, that's going to put you ahead of the other guy.
I was curious. I saw Jairo Munoz yesterday walking around the team hotel, and I'm thinking about the trade with Steven Piscotty, and the big name coming back, in a way, was Max Schrock from the Oakland A's in that deal. What has Schrock done this summer to impress you, not impress you, whatever the case may be, but where are you at right now with Max Schrock?
Max Schrock, as we've seen, Munoz's stock is up, right? I mean, he came up sooner than we thought he was going to be needed. And when he did come up, he played pretty well. He's a little shaky early on defense, but he's, you know, got his feet on the ground, and he can play all over, even in the outfield. And so, you know, he's made himself a very valuable member of the St. Louis Cardinals. On the other hand, Max Schrock, who was a little bit behind Munoz in experience, he spent 2017 at Double-A. But, the story on Max Schrock was, in his first 3 years as a professional, the guy never hit under 300. And, you know, he's putting up 800 OPSs at every level, promoted every year. Well, now this year at Memphis, he sort of hit a wall. And, you know, a guy who's hit over 300 for his career, batting .260, kind of boring. Not taking all that many walks, not much power. So, you know, .656 OPS isn't all that interesting, especially because of the fact that Schrock only plays second base. He's not, you know, he's kind of like Colton Wong in a way in that manner. He doesn't play shortstop, he doesn't play third base, he doesn't play first base. And, you know, you got a guy who's a one-position-only player who's biggest skill is hitting for average, and he's not hitting for average. It's going to be a very interesting question for St. Louis this winter as they decide which guys do we protect from the Rule 5 draft. Is Max Schrock going to get one of those tickets?
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here, and I have a scoop for you. Download the Schnucks Rewards app. Trust me, it'll pay off. You shop at Schnucks like normal, earn points on almost everything in the store, and redeem the points for money off. Easy as that. If earning money off your groceries wasn't enough, it also has cool features to make shopping at Schnucks even easier. You can locate items in the store, refill prescriptions, check the weekly ad. It's a grocery game changer. So download Schnucks Rewards from the App Store or Google Play and start saving today. We saw a couple of nights ago at Dodger Stadium, Walker Buehler pitch very well for the Dodgers in a draft class of, I believe, 2015, correct me if I'm wrong, and it made me think of Nick Plummer, and he was from that draft class, and a highly thought-of kid coming into the Cardinal system, great athlete. Where is Nick Plummer right now, and what's he up to?
He's another one like Schrock that, you know, just hasn't emerged yet, and Nick Plummer, the story's the same on Nick Plummer now at 22 years of age as it was when he was 18 when he was drafted. The guy can take a walk. He has a great eye at the plate. You know, career .350 OBP. And that continues at Peoria this year. The problem is his batting average is under .210. You know, he can't get enough hits. And, you know, sooner or later, and he gets to higher levels, that OBP is going to shrink. And he's just not hitting. And this is his second full year at Peoria. And, you know, anytime a guy repeats a level, you want to see progress. And the progress that he's shown this year is not significant. And, you know, it's getting to be time where Nick Plummer's either got to step up or, you know, they're gonna lose faith in giving him at-bats every day.
In the trade for Tommy Pham, the Cardinals got back some prospects, one of them Justin Williams. How has he fared so far in his time and the minor league level of the Cardinals?
Yeah, Justin Williams, interesting guy, former second rounder for Arizona, and he was traded to Tampa Bay for a major league starter in Jeremy Hellickson. So, I mean, you know, you're talking about a guy, obviously that's talent, you know, top 10 prospect in the Rays system, left-handed hitter, which is something the Cardinals need badly, right? Good tools, good arm in the outfield. With him, it's sort of, you know, we're waiting, where's this raw power that's supposedly been talked about? When's it going to come? And, you know, he's got 11 home runs this season, but, you know, 11 home runs in 111 games, you know, isn't really all that exciting. And with Memphis, he's been struggling a bit. He's only batting .220. But he has shown some power. He's got 6 extra base hits out of his 13 hits. So, you know, when he does connect, it's for power. But I don't know. I mean, it'll, obviously we'll see what St. Louis decides on September 1st. But when they decide which guys they're going to bring out, and he is on the 40-man roster, Justin Williams is. But, you know, the question is going to be how many more outfielders do they want to bring up? Because I would think Adolis Garcia is going to be ahead of Justin Williams in the outfield pecking order as they look to see, you know, who they might add in September to help. But, you know, then again, given, you know, all the injuries in the outfield, maybe they'll take them both. You know?
Sure. Yeah, in your experience, Brian, final question. The minor league season just about wrapped up. Memphis is going to postseason play. Minor league season wraps up with postseason play. That means at the major league level, you've got rosters expanding. The Cardinals, it's a different situation. If we were talking maybe 2 months ago, you would say, well, those kids stay down and they play in postseason play with Memphis. Now the Cardinals are a team that looks like they've got a great shot to go to postseason play at the major league level. How do you think they handle that situation in balancing the two in wanting to get kids experience in postseason but yet helping the big league club? What do you think happens, and what has been your experience in these types of situations?
Well, last year the situation was very similar. You know, Memphis was having a powerhouse season, and St. Louis was in the fight for playoffs. Granted, you know, they weren't playing as well, but, you know, as you remember, they were you know, in the hunt until the very end last year for a wild card spot. And what St. Louis did was they took guys in a, you know, sort of on a periodic basis. They took a few at the beginning of the month to help fill needs that they had, but they didn't gut Memphis wholesale. And that allowed Memphis to go on and win the Pacific Coast League title. A little ways in, if they get an injury, somebody gets banged up, and they bring somebody up, and then, you know, at the end of the Pacific Coast League, you know, the playoffs, which is going to be, you know, mid-September, then they bring up the last three or four guys. So it's going to be kind of a iterative kind of effect. But again, remember, like I said, you know, you've got the Wainwrights and Leones coming off the disabled list that they get as well. So, you know, there's two more guys right off the top that they'll get that they haven't had. And you know, Waka probably will be ready by then as well. So at least on the pitching side, they won't have to hit Memphis quite as hard. And we just saw Daniel Ponce de Leon go back down. You know, the Memphis rotation has been really, really rough this month. I mean, they've got an ERA over 6, and it's the reason Memphis has a losing record. So, you know, will they let Daniel stay down there and start a few more games and anchor that Memphis rotation, given that you got the Wainwrights and Walkers coming back if you need extra innings?
Finally, Brian, I always tell our fans, go to thecardinalnation.com. What do you have posted right now?
Well, we've got, our team report. Friday is the Memphis Redbirds, and then the Thursday report was, of course, the Springfield Cardinals. I went into analysis subscription for an article for subscribers about misunderstandings with the 40-man roster. There are a lot of folks who don't really understand the rules well and say, okay, you know, how come they don't put Ryan Sheriff on the 60-day DL? Or how come they don't outright Matt Bowman? And there are rules, there are reasons why, for example, injured players can't be handled the same way as healthy players. So I went through a whole analysis of that to try to help people understand that sometimes the Cardinals don't do what fans want them to do because they can't. Got stories about all the different moves that are occurring, you know, across the minor league system. Still a lot of transactions occurring as they're backfilling injuries and filling rosters. So a feature on Genesis Cabrera, who's the left-hander the Cardinals got from the Rays, who's another guy that's going to be on that 40-man roster decision this winter. So lots of coverage from the system from top to bottom.
Awesome stuff, Brian, as always. We'll talk to you on Tuesday. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.